1350 KMAN.
Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got another great show. Monday had a lot of fun, but this one might be this real slice of cake right here for this In Focus. Did I just make up something? I probably did. Here with City Manager Ron Peer and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Glad to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys coming on in. And we got a commission meeting tonight.
We do.
And I'm looking through the agenda, and I'm not seeing anything about making it warmer outside and getting that snow out of the forecast. So I'm already skeptical.
Unfortunately not. So no salt orders, though. So that's good.
That's a plus. Small victories, right?
Exactly. It's an old saying, April showers bring May flowers.
That's so true.
With any luck, snow isn't in that. But.
True. But we're getting a little bit of moisture, much needed moisture out there right now.
Yep.
So, again, if you have any questions, comments for City Manager Ron Peer or Mayor Linda Morse, you can give us a call, 785-537-1350. The phone lines are open. And, again, commission meeting tonight, and looks like relatively light agenda.
Fairly light
tonight.
Agenda, yep.
If you want to go over some
of
those highlights.
That'd be good.
Let's get started.
Just a couple general agenda items, only one for action. The first one is for the commission to consider first reading of an ordinance that would rezone three tracts that are at the essentially the southeast corner of Laramie and 14th Street. And so their lots are 530, or the house numbers are 530 and 532 North 14th Street and 1323 Laramie Street. They're currently zoned R3, although they're essentially, they look like they're single-family homes that have been converted to apartments. The request is to rezone them to C3 Aggieville Business District. And so it's about a 0.4-acre tract, and the applicant is desiring to remove those structures and rebuild with a mixed-use commercial ground floor and upper-level residential properties. That is something that both the comprehensive plan, it's within the designated Aggieville boundary area, and so the comp plan and also the more recent Aggieville vision plan did anticipate that this could be redeveloped in that particular area. So the planning board has reviewed this request, and the planning board and staff do recommend approval.
All right. And then anything else on that one? That's pretty cut and dry.
It's really pretty straightforward. I think they've had input from the neighbors. Everybody seems to think that would be favorable, and so we'll see if there's additional discussion tonight. I know there's another property owner who's immediately east that also has a single family home. It would kind of make it look unusual, and they've started the process of possibly rezoning that particular property as well to be commercial, so it could be potentially compatible with that. And then the second item is really a discussion, more of a work session item for the commission. It's to discuss whether or not the commission wants to establish formal procedures and rules for the conduct of meetings. And so it's really looking primarily at, we already have a resolution about how we our process and progress in the meeting is, but this is really to, do you want to establish limits within the parameters for timing public speaking, public hearings, different types of comments? And so I understand we have a phone call.
We do. Let's go ahead and take it. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Thank you for commenting about the meetings and the progress. We want to talk about this Marlette Bridge across the Blue River. You know, the study you had that said even if you six-lane 24 and put in the bridge, when you got done, the both roads would be maxed out. With the new agricultural bill, you have rural development roads, which is Marlette is not a state highway, and now they have the emergency rural development, road development. We could use that on that Marlette Bridge if we get a shovel-ready project when this president decides he needs to stimulate the economy with a shovel-ready project. We'll be ready to go. Thank you.
appreciate that comment. It is something that both the Pottawatomie County Commission and the Riley County Commission and the City of Manhattan Commission have talked about for a long time. I think in an upcoming city-county meeting, we're scheduled to talk about it some more. One of the things that has been kind of holding that up is just kind of deciding, one, exactly where that location would be the most beneficial. It's going to be difficult to get to shovel-ready plans without some additional analysis. And so one of the comments or the suggestions that have been brought forward today is there's been a recommendation to do a very formal engineering study, which would cost, estimated cost just short of $1 million, I believe, and that would certainly do that. And so one of the thoughts would be to do a more of a location study, which might be a lot less than that, and then the partnering for funding that location study. And that really would be, you know, where's the best place to cross the river where, you know, the elevations are similar on each side, what's going to be maybe the actual drainage ways the narrowest, what's the impact of the floodplains, how long does the bridge have to be. There's a lot of different things that would have to take into account. It would take, even with new procedures that try to get things through quicker, which this administration has stressed from a review standpoint, there's just a lot of issues there that would take quite a bit of time to design. But so even I think we're a long ways away from a design contract, which we would need to be shovel-ready, per se, depending on what those guidelines are. But all of the bodies continue to discuss that, along with the analysis, as you mentioned, of the need to do improvements along the existing corridor to help with some of the traffic congestion there with additional turn lanes. You have so many intersections from whether they're driveways or commercial access points that make it much more dangerous, where there needs to be more frontage roads and certainly more turning lanes to help that movement occur. So lots of work to be done on that growing corridor. So appreciate the call.
Bridge building, it's not easy.
It is not.
Is it?
No.
Just metaphorically speaking, too, sometimes bridge building can be difficult.
Takes some time. Yep.
Let's go ahead and go to our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
At Sylvan Learning Centers, there's an entire team ready to help students succeed. Here's what Jenny, Center Director at the Manhattan Sylvan, has to say.
Hi, I'm Jenny, Center Director for Sylvan of Manhattan. Many parents have tried one-on-one tutoring in the past and are surprised when they don't see results. Sylvan has a different approach. We start with our Sylvan Insight Assessment and build a personal learning plan for every student. With that personal